have what we call conduct disorder. We've got ADHD, we've got autism, we've got conduct disorders, also have adjustment disorders, and then we are seeing more and more substance abuse in children, and also children who are abused either sexually or physically, or who are neglected can end up with mental health issues.
What about in adults? Which are the most common mental health issues that you are seeing?
In adults, the whole spectrum can get usually depression and suicide, conditions like schizophrenia, bipolar affective disorder, disorders related to childbirth like postpartum psychosis and depression, substance abuse. Organic conditions are very common now, with HIV being very prevalent, and also other organic conditions like dementia. They're not very common now, but you are beginning to see a crop of elderly people who have dementia right now, or a form of mentally deterioration of higher faculties.
What are some of the contributing factors to some of the mental health issues that we're seeing?
Because for mental health issues are usually multifactorial, but currently, because of the harsh economic situation we're facing, people are losing their jobs willy-nilly. There are no new jobs available. Students who finish university, who finish even nursing teacher training, there are no jobs for them to do. So that bears very heavily on mental health issues.
What are some of the symptoms that people can look out for one to realize that their loved one has a mental health condition?
Most people recognize that it is a mental health issue. Some people become extremely quiet. They withdraw from their everyday activities. They are tearful. They can't cope. Or sometimes they become very psychotic. You can't understand what the patient is saying. And some become aggressive. And the other conditions, they can be extremely happy, what we call manic depressive syndrome. At one end of the spectrum, they are extremely happy, full of energy. You know, nothing can go wrong. And at the other end, they can be severely depressed. And then you also have the conditions of substance abuse and organic conditions.
And are there mental health facilities in the country that can take up some of the patients?
We've got two teaching hospitals, which are tertiary centers, Harare Psychiatric Unit and Parenya Trust Annex Hospital. And then we have two major hospitals, Indicheni Hospital and Omahuru.
And what about the treatment itself? Looking at the state of the economy, are the government health institutions able to offer the kind of treatment that some of the patients need?
Yeah, because of the economic hardship, we run into problems. Oftentimes the drugs are not available. Usually mental health patients are not supposed to pay, but because the harsh economic situation, even if we admit them, we cannot have anything to help them. So it's really a very difficult situation. Help is there, but we are running into problems of a shortage of medicines to use.